you've got this winery going, you've got the nursery going. Somewhere in there, you tried to retire and you couldn't, didn't want to. You had to be busy all the time. Where am I bringing you to now when you finally decide you're going to leave the winery?
Yes, and come back to Oklahoma for the reasons I told you before.
But right.
There were two pieces of property that became available after me wanting to be able to buy them for years and years and years. One of them since I was 18 years old and the other one since I was probably 23 or 4. And they came available the same year, 1989. So that put me back in Oklahoma, and I became the owner of both of those two properties. That with my mother and the business, the nursery business and everything else. We raise cattle on the ranches, and of course we make our own hay. We have our own cowboys. We have quarter horses at one time. My wife and I showed quarter horses. In fact, we had the world champion Palomino mare one year that we showed. After we had children, then that fell away, so we still have some horses, but we're not in the business of showing horses anymore.
Are you talking about the Caney Creek Ranch?
Yes, Caney Creek Ranch.
And there was a J5 Ranch.
And the J5 Ranch. Both of those properties became available the same year. So I was fortunate enough to, by this time, be able to buy them.
So this is ground that you had been looking at as a youngster.
Very young, yes.
We also want to talk about the 14,000 acres that you bought.
That was originally named the J5 Ranch. And we had a sign at the road that goes into the ranch. This is a working cattle ranch, a nature and wildlife preserve. Please respect the boundaries. No trespassing. No hunting. Well, I had that for a number of years, and we had good times gathering cattle up there on horseback, and one of the things I loved to do back then. I had my cowboys up there, and we took that property and really made a showplace of it. I named it the J5 Ranch. When I first started the nursery over in Cherokee County, one of my Cherokee employees, old man Tom Blackbird, decided since my name was Nickel that he was going to call me John 5 Cents. And so I named the ranch J for John and 5 for 5 cents.
Yeah.
So that was the J5. And then after a number of years up there, the Nature Conservancy came to me and said, we're looking for a really nice, undeveloped parcel of land that we can have a preserve on in the Western Ozarks because there's not anything available. He said, you've got the only one that's not developed, and it's all in one piece. So I was called into the offices of Mr. Bob Lorton, who was on the board of the Nature Conservancy. We had a big meeting up there one day, and they told me that the Nature Conservancy would sure like to own that property and what they were going to do with it. And I told him, I said, well, you're going to make a nature and wildlife preserve out of it, which is what I'm already doing. I do run cattle up there on a small part of it. But how's it going to be any different than what I'm already doing? One of the guys up there was at that time the director of the Tallgrass Prairie.
Was that Harvey Payne?
Harvey Payne, yes, it was Harvey. Harvey said, well, John, what's going to happen to it when you die? You love that land, and you don't want to see it developed. But how are you going to keep it from being developed? Well, I said, you know, I hadn't really thought much about dying today, Harvey, but I gave that a lot of thought, and I decided that because I have such a passion for those hills along the Illinois River, that I decided I was going to just give it to them over a period of years, which I have done. I've given it all to them now. So that's how that came to be.
Let's talk about the exact location.
Yes.
Where is it?
East of the Illinois River, along the river, and in fact, parts of it are in the river, northeast of Tahlequah. The front entrance to it is probably 12 miles northeast of Tahlequah.
What counties would they be?
It's in Cherokee County, and there's some of it in Adair County. Most of it's in Cherokee County.
I'm fascinated with the story that you saw that ground and remember it when you were very young.
When I went to Connors College, which was an agricultural school, they took us on a field trip one day up to what they called the Bonner Ranch. They were spraying timber up there, and they wanted us to see what happens when you spray the timber. The native bluestem grasses are laying dormant in there for years and years and years. And they spring back to life when there's no competition from the brush and the timber. They took us up there to see that place, and I fell in love with that place. I thought to myself, wow, if I ever had a chance to own something like this, I'd make it into a refuge for the wildlife and nature.
So that's a dream of a 18-year-old dream.
Yeah.
And then?
I kept that one under my hat until I was 54 years old.
And then the ranch, too,
and the other one.
You had been looking at that as well when you were
young. The Caney Creek Ranch, yes. It was owned by a politician from Orange County, California, Dennis Carpenter, and his wife, Alita. Dennis had a need to sell the property. It had never come available before, and I didn't have the money available before either, so it kind of worked out to be a real benefit for both him and me. So we became partners in part of the land, not all of it, but part of the land and the cattle. A few years ago, Dennis passed away. I bought his heirs out. So now I own all of the Caney Creek Ranch. And Caney Creek is the creek that runs through the ranch. It runs on into Lake Tenkiller about, 5 or 6 miles down from my fence line on Caney Creek.
Well, then tell us about how the purchase of the 14,000 acres come about. Was somebody willing to sell right away?
Yeah. When I first saw that ranch, Mr. Bonner from Texas had put together over 40,000 acres. Well, the part I bought, the 14,000 acres that I bought in 1989, came available from the then owner who had maybe some money problems or something and needed to sell it. So I came along, and I'd already dreamed about owning that place for a long, long time. So he and I struck a deal, and I got it. I bought it.
Little did you know that you were making money, not for that particularly. You just enjoyed making money, enjoyed being a business, and it all came back
to
that.
You're right. It did.